Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
The European Union is to propose a nine-month limit on COVID vaccine validity for travel. Now, reports this morning suggest the new measures would mean boosters will be needed beyond that period, and it comes as Europe battles an upsurge in the pandemic, which we know all about here, and calls are being made for a more harmonised approach from member states to tackling the issue. For more on this, I'm joined by Thomas Byrne, Minister for European Affairs, and we'll also speak to Liam Herrick, Executive Director for the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Minister, first to you, can you confirm that report that we were hearing on the wires that the EU is going to propose a nine-month limit on your COVID cert?
Quite frankly, I can't confirm it. They're certainly working towards coordination of what's happening. There's already 10 EU member states have brought in validity periods for a COVID cert. So there's already huge divergence around the European Union at the moment in relation to that. I think what the European Union want to do is to make sure that they have the medical evidence to back this up, and that there would be political agreement about it as well. So it's certainly not something that's going to come in today or tomorrow or anything like that.
Are you concerned, though, for people now who might be looking at travelling, particularly in the lead up to Christmas?
Well, regardless of what the European Union does, yes, I am. I think people can still travel. That's the first thing. You will be able to travel, and I hope that you can travel safely with all the risk that entails, because the pandemic is in a difficult spot in large parts of Europe. But the difficulty for travel is, and this is really just a word of warning, is that the rules are now starting to change again in various countries. So I couldn't come in here and give you a comprehensive answer on what the rules are around Europe. I think there's 10 countries now have validity certs. Austria, I know, is 270 days from the second dose. Greece has brought in I won't even give the time, but basically you should check each country before you travel, because there are different validities on them. So if you have a booster, you'd be able to show that, show your booster certificate, or you may have to get a PCR test or an antigen test. I can't say, but I would urge people travelling to check the Reopen EU website. There's an app as well.
So it sounds very messy.
Well, it is. And as I said, I think I've said this in this programme before, this situation is very, very messy. It's particularly messy in Europe at the moment. And there is work ongoing between all the member states, yesterday, today, tomorrow, to try to get a bit of coordination about this. Now, let's be very, very clear as well. The European Commission is not getting involved in any domestic applications of COVID certs. So if the European, what Taoiseach all have said, we have no plans at the moment to change the validity, say, for going into restaurants here or going to pubs here or whatever. That's not on the European Commission's agenda at all. And I heard Cabinet Ministers saying it's not on our agenda as things currently stand.
Is just about travel.
This is just about, like, in reality, each member state can impose their own travel restrictions. So this would just be to allow the digital COVID cert to cope with that. There is already a time limit on we have that as well, on recovery. And what they want to do is look to what the best scientific advice is. That's my understanding where the discussion is going. And if they can't come to consensus on that, it may go as far as the European Council in the middle of December. But
so are we looking at a time limit for travel on the COVID pass?
There is nothing being considered by government, as far as I'm aware at the moment, in relation to that. Nothing whatsoever.
But if everyone else does that, we may have
to. Well, 10 countries have done it, as I understand it, out of the 27 at the moment. So it's not universal. And I think, I'll give you one example of where it is happening. In France, for example, I mean, from a certain age group, I think over 60, if you're going to a restaurant, for your cert to be valid from mid-December, you're going to have the booster dose. So people travelling to France, it won't be as acute, presumably, as people travelling during the summer from Ireland, will have to look out for what the rules are in particular countries that they go to at the time. And also as well, a lockdown happened in Austria, a lockdown has just happened in Slovakia. They're under severe pressure, mainly because of low vaccination uptake. And I think one thing that we can look at across Europe, the situation is not great, to say the least. But our vaccination rates, despite the fact that vaccines are waning, our vaccination rates have given us resilience, that our hospital numbers seem to be plateauing a bit, I hope. But also the rate of death in Ireland is substantially below some of these other countries which have introduced lockdowns too.
Another item in that Bloomberg report was the claim that those who have been vaccinated will get priority for travel. So I assume that means that if you need to get a PCR test in order to have your travel validated, that you'll go to the back of the queue in the airports. Is that what that means?
I certainly haven't seen that Bloomberg report. What I would say is, though, that the European Union, European Commission, we've been really, really careful to say that your right of freedom of movement is a fundamental right of our membership of the European Union. So that can only be restricted in the most serious circumstances. So what individual airports do, I can't comment on, but I would be very surprised if there's a European decision to say that there would be separate queues in airports. I'd be quite shocked.
Okay,
that.
Will you just put on your headphones there, because I want to bring in Liam Herrig from the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. And Liam, you've previously spoken out about your own concerns and your organisation's concerns about the extension of the COVID pass system. What do you make of the 9-month limit?
Well, Claire, I think as Minister Byrne said, it's really important to distinguish between the EU digital cert system and what Ireland decides of its own volition to do at the national level. It was Minister Byrne actually introduced the debate on the digital cert in the Seanad last May, and he was very clear at that point in time that the EU travel system had nothing to do with the domestic level. And in fact, it's not even obligatory at the European level. It's meant to be a tool that makes it easier for freedom of movement. But crucially, the EU digital pass has always allowed negative tests to facilitate travel. And, you know, if there is a change about the duration of the vaccine, there's no indication that there will be any change on facilitating negative tests within the EU travel system. The problem, I suppose, we have is that the Irish government subsequently, you know, without any real preparation or warning, in July introduced the digital cert at the national level, and for pubs and restaurants initially, and now for a couple of other sectors as well. But crucially, it never allowed for negative tests. So it has a discriminatory effect here, which the travel cert doesn't have. And this is despite the fact that even NPHET now has recommended that people who can't take the vaccine for medical reasons should be facilitated by negative tests. So what we do at the domestic level is not dictated by Europe. It's our own choice. And we are now retaining the digital cert system without negative tests. So it's more discriminatory than it needs to be, with virtually no evidence of what benefits it's delivering in the community as we currently stand.
OK, so that's your concern, that a temporary measure is now, it looks as though, going to become a permanent measure, and you don't have that negative test capability.
Well, that concern about the temporary becoming permanent, you know, I think is really felt all across Europe at this stage. Because when the travel cert system was introduced, and subsequently when countries introduced their own vaccine cert systems, the justification was that this would be a short-term temporary measure. And when you look at how this is experienced in society, telling people that they can't dine indoors for a matter of weeks, as our government was talking about back in July, and they could dine outdoors, is one thing. You know, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months later, telling one section of the community that they're excluded from certain goods and services is a whole altogether different thing. And particularly in an Irish situation at the moment, when the government is not coming forward with any evidence as to what we're actually trying to achieve. I mean, is the vaccine cert system meant to be encouraging vaccination when we already have one of the highest in the world? Is it meant to be able to make unsafe environments like nightclubs safe?
Okay.
You know, we don't really have any evidence to support it, but the discriminatory effect compounds over time.
Okay, so Minister, what is the point of it?
Well, first of all, I'd say I'm glad that myself and Liam are very, very clear on this, that there's no confusion going out there that any decision or proposals in Brussels will have any impact on restaurants or pubs here whatsoever. It has nothing to do with it, really. Liam is absolutely correct, and I fully agree with him. That's an Irish government decision. And we, the European Commission, are very conscious of that as well. So I'm really glad we're clear on that. Look, we are in a difficult spot in the pandemic, but overall, I think the public have done exceptionally well. We all have together. The government have made difficult decisions at times that have proven to be correct. The vaccination rollout was an incredible success. There are structures there in place that have sort of allowed that to happen, whether it's NPHET, whether it's NIAC, whether it's government committees, cabinet, the Dáil, etc. All of that, Liam Herrick as well and the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, everybody getting involved in the discussion. But all of that together has actually put us in a very, very strong place comparatively. I wish we were stronger, but comparatively we are in a strong place.
Mm-hmm.
The advice on this,
when it comes to COVID travel certs, it just seems today as we sit here that they're going to become a permanent feature now if you want to travel. So say we, for example, need another booster shot next year, the travel cert will be, its use will be extended again.
Well, I can't say that at all. I mean, the whole point of this, in fact, the name of it was changed from a digital green certificate to a digital COVID certificate to show that it's only for the pandemic. And we're working all the time in relation, not only in relation to vaccines, but in relation to the therapeutics, medicines as well, in terms of developments there. So let's take it one step at a time. But the advice on the COVID passes, and it has been really successful here, was given by NPHET and adopted by government. And it's all part of that structure. And like, nobody particularly likes all these difficult decisions that people have to take. But the whole point of the government in this context is to keep people safe. And we have done that, I think, among the best in Europe.
But as you say, there are different vaccination rates all around the EU, different strategies around the booster shots. So how can we all share the COVID vaccine cert and have free movement when we aren't all doing the same things?
And that's why this coordination meeting's happened this week. And I think certainly by the December European Council at the latest, that's the 15th of December, there will be, I think, full coordination on that. The situation isn't as acute, obviously, in relation to travel because it's winter, but it is still important. We don't want to see travel closed down again. I'm on a plane from Brussels the other day. It's full. It's not holidaymakers. It's business people. It's academics. It's people just doing their normal day-to-day movement around the European Union that they're members of. So there is work, as I say, today, tomorrow, next week. It's happening. We discussed it as well at the General Affairs Council on Tuesday that will bring coordination to this. But this is what happens in a pandemic. Governments make decisions very, very quickly. Usually decisions they'd rather not be making, and that has happened. But the strong advice is that if you are travelling or planning to travel in the next few weeks, very carefully check what's there. In fact, some countries may require vaccination plus PCR. I certainly had to do that on at least one occasion myself.
Okay, so be careful if you're travelling and watch what the requirements are.
And be careful when you're there, because if you catch COVID when you're abroad, it's a difficult scenario that you face.
All right, Minister Thomas Byrne, thank you for joining us. And Liam Herrick too. Let's take a break.